Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein.
Blimey, another one.
Yeah, they're daily.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week. Well, that's tomorrow and today. 4 o'clock is the time. And the place is here. Anyway, we start with the former heavyweight champ of the world, AJ, Anthony Joshua, speaking to TalkSport's Spencer Oliver ahead of his rematch against Alexander Usyk on Saturday. Blimey, that's not fair. He's going to get absolutely smashed. Oh, not Spencer Oliver. Right, I've got you. It's live and only live on TalkSport and free, more importantly. Here's Adj. Oh, there's a little dot there. Here's AJ on what he's going to do differently this time around.
Well, we're in a group chat, me and Spence. We're Finchley boys, Finchley boxing boys, and we've been talking.
We have.
We've been talking in the group chat.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I can't say, I could box still. I'm the taller man, yeah? So yeah. I've got a longer reach. So he's got to come into my range, okay? So I could say I'm going to do that. I could say I'm going to sit on his chest and use my size in a different way.
Here's Derek Chisora now. The British heavyweight fighter interrupting the AJ interview with a 5'4" Spencer Oliver.
And here we have another Finchley boxing representative, Derek Chisora. So he just brought him in a chair.
So you can come into this as well. You can come into this as well.
So we're talking about right now, like, what's gonna change? You make a mistake once, you get a second chance. So I'm saying that I'm definitely the bigger man. I can keep it rangy, I can keep it short, but what it is just to compete at the highest level.
Yeah, sure.
That's all you've got to do is compete at the highest level.
What are you expecting from him? What are you expecting from Usyk? Look, he looks to have put on a little bit of weight. You expected him to stand his ground a little bit more?
One thing they work on is like cardio, like see when a fighter gets fatigued. That's what I've noticed. I've watched so many fights. I've listened to the corner. I've had my mate from Ukraine translate their information and what they tell them. I understand they try counterpunch. They sometimes take their foot off the gas. They try put their foot on the gas. I just expect to fight at the end of the day. If I get too caught up in what he's doing, I forget what I've got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it didn't work for you last time on the back foot.
I wasn't really on the back foot.
No, I'm saying, are we going to go for him a little bit more?
Get my feet out of the mud. Get my feet out of the mud. Use my feet. Get my heart rate going. Use my attributes.
On now to the former heavyweight champ of the world, Evander Holyfield. Not Holyfield, as I used to call him in the 80s.
You're not that old, are you?
No, I never called him that, actually. He was speaking ahead of the return to Jeddah on Saturday night, live and, of course, only on TalkSport.
Hey, Goldstein, it's not called that, is it? That's what you've called it.
I know that. It's actually called Rage in the Red Sea.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, this is the real deal's response when asked what you have to do as a fighter to overcome a loss before a rematch.
I thought we were going to hear from Holyfield.
Yeah, he's called the real deal.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mate.
Were you sharp?
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, no problem, mate.
You know, it's actually me doing the voice.
Yeah.
So effectively, you are talking to yourself.
Yeah, just play the tape.
All three scores go to the winner by unanimous decision. And new heavyweight champion.
I had to realize what I did wrong. Don't nobody know what you did wrong but yourself. You in there. And that's the big difference. If you can realize what did I do wrong, not so much what the other guy did.
Sure.
What did I do wrong?
I'm going to put you in this situation now. If you was boxing Alexander Usyk and the first fight hadn't gone your way, How would you beat him? How would you approach the fight?
Well, you know, the thing is, I have to find out what my advantage is. Now, he's a bigger guy, right? You fight the little guy, right? So what happened when you fight a little guy? They faster. Now, people picking on them a lot. So they used to people picking on them. So you got to have a lot of energy to understand, I got to fight the big guy fight. I'm not going to fight the little guy fight. I got to fight the big guy fight.
Everton midfielder Dele Alli is reportedly in talks with Beşiktaş with a view to moving to the Turkish club. We'll hear from Jamie Redknapp, Gabby Agbonlahor and Super Ali McCoist in a moment. But first up, here's Moni Moni, Simon Jordan, with a damning assessment of Dele's career.
This is where it was always going to end. He's not played for them. He's done precisely nothing. And he's going out to Turkey. This player's career is going one way, and I don't think he can get. I don't think he can get it back.
You think he's beyond it?
I think once the pilot light goes out on a gas burner, sometimes you can't reignite.
When you watch him, Laura, for me, looks a bit. He's lost the hunger, you know, for football, and it can happen, Ali. I don't like to bring up money and what people earn and stuff, but in life in general, you know, sometimes when you earn a certain amount of money so young, it can affect your hunger to carry on playing at the highest level. And that's what I see when I see Dele Alli. I don't see him in Everton games or his later stages at Spurs, someone who looks hungry. It's a shame to see. He's 26. Should he be going to Beşiktaş at 26? I don't think so.
Ball thundered forward towards Alli, who's taken it down beautifully. He's in! He's stuck it in! What a sensational goal from Dele Alli!
Everton were struggling and Everton were looking for anything to get them going. And obviously Dele Alli wasn't showing enough to get in the starting lineups. Really, really disappointing. But it makes sense from Everton's financial point of view, if you know, if he's not going to start, he's not going to play. Never mind, no disrespect to the Turkish league. Mm. You know, you're not going to go to the Turkish league. The Turkish league's not a step down from the top flight in England, which is the best league in the world. It's probably two or three steps down, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a big disappointment. I really am. I'm sad to hear that.
Dele Alli was a really good player, but he was never at the level that people were saying he was at, right?
He had a couple of brilliant
and then he started to build into his own hype. And if you haven't got sensible voices, and a lot of football players don't have it because what they have is people around them blowing smoke up their backsides, telling them how wonderful they are whilst making money off them. And there's a real balance, and you can never tell players, you're the chairman, you're not interested in what I'm doing, you're only interested in getting the best interest for yourself. And then 5 years later, the same players will come back and say, actually, you did have my best interests at heart, and I do understand what you're saying. Mm. But you can't tell these kids this, because you're in a world where the media are writing all these headlines about how wonderful they are. He's getting endorsements from massive brands that are saying to him, we want to see you on billboards around the country. He's getting paid 50 to 100 grand a week. And what do you do?
It's up to Dele. He's got to prove to people now. And in the end, you run out of chances in football. You know, you've got two guys there that know the game inside out. And they're looking, you can't keep looking at everyone else. And it's not the ideal move, but it might be a move where it can sort of hopefully, because I'm a big fan of his. I liked him since he was a young player. He's got to reignite his career and get going again. As simple, you know, it's as simple as that.
Now, would you Adam and Eve it? TalkSport's Moni Moni Simon Jordan has confirmed his interest in buying Coventry City. Former Villa skipper Gabby Agbonlahor said he should stay away from the Sky Blues. Incidentally, Simon Jordan actually accused me of stealing his thesaurus, which I thought was preposterous. I thought it was absurd, I thought it was crazy, excessive, foolish, impossible, incredible and insane.
There's an opportunity with Coventry at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
How clear that opportunity is to be seen. But it's a decent football club. It's in a far better state than it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago when I looked at it 5 years ago. It's a better place. They're better organised. They've got a better development policy. They've got a better manager. They're performing again in the league. There's opportunities with perhaps the decline of Wasps for Coventry to get some control of its own destiny. So who wouldn't want to be looking at a club that's got potential? It's a one-club city. Why not? And of course, with my relationship with Coventry back in the day, with my favourite band, The Specials, reforming them and all that kind of links, of course I'd be a shoo-in.
For me, Coventry, not far from me, Solihull area that I live in, West Midlands club, Simon Jordan ran Palace into the ground, and Coventry fans will not want Simon Jordan taking over the club. I think he's got to learn his lesson from Crystal Palace. If I was him, he's doing a great job at TalkSport in the punditry world, top pundit. I'd stick to that, because if I'm a player as well, You've seen the amount of stick that Simon Jordan gives players about wages, about contracts, about this, about image rights, about doing advertisements. If I'm a player at Coventry comes in, I'm going to be like, no. No. You offer a new contract, darling, you're like, your agent's got to negotiate with Simon. You'd be like, no.
When a banking crisis happens and you run out of money, you take your medicine. I lost 50 million quid. So he has fact on his side. I didn't run it into the ground. I handed it over to others for nothing for them to benefit. But Gabby has a right to opinion. It's not much of an opinion. It's not one I particularly value. He's not a peer, so I don't look at him and listen to him with any sort of sense of value. But that's what you put yourself up for. If you put yourself above the parapet and if you put yourself in the public domain, you're going to get people that... It's an old expression, isn't it? That those that know don't speak and those that speak don't know. And Gabby speaks about things he can't possibly comprehend. And I can go into the territory of saying he's a village idiot, but he doesn't need any help with that.
Now, after Mark Sykes was sent off in their 2-0 win over Luton Town, Bristol City manager Nigel Pearson said he thought about walking away from football due to the poor standard of officiating. Danny Murphy doesn't like the way Pearson is going about things.
And I think you are an ostrich. Well, your head must be in the sand.
The players' behaviour is reflected from the managers. It's a knock-on effect, really. The best managers I've played under, Dario Gradi, Hodge and Houllier, they hate blame, this blame culture of looking for excuses, because it stops you looking inside, stops you looking in the mirror. Apart from right near the end of Dudley when things were going a bit wrong, very rarely did I ever hear him blame a referee. Hodgson never, especially not in public, because it sends the wrong message and it doesn't help. I don't like seeing it. I think it sends the wrong message. I think it gives the players an excuse. You're looking at your manager thinking, come on, you know, we're not in this position because of the refs. We're not good enough. They've won the game. Get on with it. If you're thinking of quitting because of the referees, fine, quit. Stop talking about it. Hand in your resignation and let somebody else who's desperate, who's out of work, who's desperate to run a good club like Bristol City and work in the game and coach.
On now to Chelsea newbie, Mark Cucurella. Or Rella, no one really knows. Here he is speaking for the first time as a Blues player. Not literally, obviously, he has probably spoken to the manager. Anyway, you know what I mean. He was looking back at the Battle of the Bridge, claiming Romero's hair pull was obvious.
Yeah, for me, yes, because it's too clear. Maybe in the game, in the pitch, I didn't see the TV, the video, but I think in the video it's very clear. But this is maybe one error to the referee or to the VAR, but maybe sometimes the referees are good decisions, sometimes not good decisions, but this is not my problem. The players are think focused on the game, and maybe we need work hard to maybe not concede this goal in the last minute for the next games.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Here's Andy Jacobs now, and his take
on the refereeing of Anthony Taylor. My guess is this next clip contains the sentence, "What's the point?"
What's the point? I mean, what's the point?
Producer Tom's behind me. You can do a good "What's the point?"
Honestly, what is the point?
What's the point?
What's the point?
There's also a piece in the Star today about Mr. Blobby refereeing a wrestling match.
Oh, okay.
Which finally proves that wrestling isn't a sport whatsoever. But even okay. So, I don't know if he does football. He'd be better than what we had on Sunday.
I was going to say, would you let him do...
I'd rather have Mr. Blobby than Anthony Taylor for the next Chelsea game.
Do you think he could get around the pitch? I mean, also the way he would break up. The way... He'd love to have a camera in the referee's room, wouldn't it?
Can't see.
We've got to make referees more accountable, so they put him in the press room and he sort of knocks everything over here. We can all see that. I think that would work very well.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening, and above all, be safe, everyone, be safe. Well, you got there before me.
Yeah, remember, it's just you.
Oh, yeah.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.